We welcome you back to Crunch Time. Lock up the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline and get to this.
You'll have to excuse my friend. He's a little slow.
Luckily, I have prepared for such an event. The lightning round!
The first lightning round of 2017. It might not be like one we had 2016 because we don't know exactly how we're going to fit this all to the music.
Again, you make it work.
Every week you just ad-lib
make it work. Today's theme is what happens first. We're going to start with playoff winless streaks. Two longest streaks in the NFL are between the Cincinnati Bengals and Detroit Lions. Neither has won a playoff game since 1990 and 91, respectively. Bengals missed the playoffs for the first time since 2010. While the Bengals streak is going to extend at least one more year, the Lions get the Seahawks in Seattle this weekend, giving the Lions obviously a lot higher chance of winning in the playoffs this season, but it is a game on the road in Seattle, so what happens first? The Bengals or the Lions win a playoff game?
Wow. Well, I think we may be having this conversation in 10 years. So I almost want to say pending, because I don't think Detroit's going into Seattle and winning. I think with the lay of the land, I guess I'll say Lions by default.
All right. Russell Westbrook is on a triple-double tear this season, but he hasn't gotten a regular season triple-double against the Jazz, Grizzlies, Bulls, Hornets, or Cavs. He plays all six this month, starting yesterday against the Hornets. Didn't get a triple-double, but had a pretty lowly double-double, 33, 8, and 15. What happens first? Westbrook finishes off these teams getting a triple-double against them, or the Thunder win an NBA title?
Whoa! Man, I have a feeling we could throw this into next year. He'll finish off the triple-double kind of checklist. I don't see OKC as a title contender.
All right. The Columbus Blue Jackets are on a 16-game winning streak that extended after they beat Minnesota on New Year's Eve. They were on a 12-game winning streak. The Edmonton Oilers on Tuesday, and they are now one win from the longest winning streak in NHL history with the 92-93 Penguins. Jaromir Jagr was on that team. It was his third year in the NHL, which is ridiculous because 93 was the year I was born. The Blue Jackets play the Capitals tonight, and then the Rangers, which would be the tying and then record-breaking wins for that streak. What happens next? An NHL team wins 18 in a row, or the Blue Jackets win a playoff series, which they've never done in their 16-year history.
Yeah, the game against the Rangers. I mean, you're talking about two teams vying in the Metropolitan. I actually think we've seen this coming from the Blue Jackets from 2 years ago to last year to this year. I think they're well positioned to finally advance in the Stanley Cup playoffs. I think they'll get to at least the elite eight this year.
A pair of former Oregon head coaches are on the job hunt. Mark Helfrich will be a part of ESPN's super mega coverage of the national championship game, along with PJ Fleck and Coach Mack of Colorado. It's the coaches' film room on ESPN News. Looks like it's going to be pretty cool. The other former Oregon coach is also former Eagle and 49er head coach Charles Chip Kelly, who said that he is open to anything for his next job. Who gets a job first, Helfrich or Kelly?
Wow.
Hashtag pray for Charles Kelly.
Yes, please.
I have a feeling we might see the Chippinator just collecting cash this year. Actually, I think they both might be. I think Health might be more suited to sit out after the way things ended. I'll go with Kelly, but with limited authority.
Morton Anderson has been a Pro Football Hall of Fame finalist every year since 2014 and was a semifinalist in 2013. He's the NFL leader in points scored, and at age 47, he kicked a career-best 89%. Also a finalist for the second time is Terrell Owens, number two all-time in career yards behind Jerry Rice, but just as well known for doing crunches in his driveway and being the biggest wide receiver diva ever. What happens first, T.O. or Morton Anderson getting into the Hall of Fame?
Man, what if I think they're both getting in this year?
Anderson would go first alphabetically, so you'd have to pick Anderson.
Wow. I tell you what, Alex asked me during the Crunch Exchange, I think T.O. gets in this year. With kickers, man, they have to get in line. So I'm going to go with Mr. Bellybuster, too, gets in first.
Last one, the Rangers have released renderings of their new stadium because their current 23-year-old stadium doesn't have a roof. Looks like it's going to be a more beige version of Minute Maid Park. The Atlanta Braves are leaving Turner Field. It's only 18 and a half years old for SunTrust Park this season as well. Who is the next team to get a new stadium again while Oakland A's players are working overtime as an in-stadium plumber? Rangers at the O.co, the Rangers or the Braves?
Well, first of all, when you said the Rangers, I was like, they're getting rid of the Garden? You just brought up hockey. The Rangers or the Braves? The Braves get like a new stadium every week. So I guess I'll go with the way things are going right now. Texas is just out of whack. So we'll go with the Rangers, and they can have their own personal Springsteen homecoming.